This is CliffCentral.com. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
I cannot believe how it just flies. You know, you open your ass, you close your ass, and you open it again, and it's Friday again. It is just unbelievable. I'm happy. I'm not complaining. I'm very happy to be with you again. I mean, this is like the highlight of my existence. I don't want to say week, but existence, eh? Yes, I can sit here and talk to you forever. But that would be too much, I think. Even for spirits, that will be too much to sit and talk forever. But I'm sitting here with someone, and if I could talk forever, I would talk forever with him, and that is Duncan Mabazo Mahlapo. Good morning.
Goeiemôre, meneer.
Are you well, sir?
Ek is baie mooi, so vroeg in die môre.
Dit is waar, en ek het vir jou 'n liedjie.
Oh.
Woop, woop. Dat sê, dit is
oh,
al wat ek vir jou
het.
Ja, ons kom nou. Ja, God, okay, hier so. Go. Nice,
eh?
Gepraat. Ek weet nie wat 'n fokkie sê nie. But what does he say there? Impi, u papa palampanzo.
Impi.
Yes.
Hey man, we're about to go to the park and shoot some bunnies.
Is that? It's a very gay song then.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
what we're saying. We're going to shoot some bunnies.
We're going to shoot some bunnies, then we're going to grow some sunflowers.
Wow, it's like a hippie gay.
Absolutely. A Zulu hippie gay. A gay Zulu hippie.
A Zule.
Yeah, meneer, meneer.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see you again, Duncan.
Absolutief, meneer. Ek is baie on... Very happy just to be here.
I know you're happy because it's Boys and Girls of Cliff Central on today. Whoop, we only whoop. Got the girls.
Ooh, you know
we
that's right.
We only got the girls,
oh,
Duncan.
Yeah.
So you can really just be yourself today.
Whoop, whoop. Meneer.
Yeah.
I get so happy.
Well, I'm going to introduce you to someone who's sitting right across from me.
Okay.
You, I don't know if you remember, but we actually spoke to him on the show. It is years ago.
His
name is De Brein Hubert. Good morning, De Brein.
Good morning.
How art thou?
Very good to be here.
At last, eh?
Gee, yeah, it's been a long time.
You see what happened, Duncan, is I saw on Twitter that this guy was cycling across the world, literally, from Australia, I think it was, onwards, but you can tell us now. And then we spoke to him from Afghanistan or Iran. Iran. What do you say? How do you say that in English? Iran is more like ek het gehardloop, but they say Iran.
Iran. It's Iran.
I spoke to Iran, and it was a very bad line. De Brein, how are you?
No,
okay. I don't know whether he was attacked or what the fuck. Never heard from him again. And then I saw his back and I said, Brein, now it is the time. Not only because we want to hear, but we got a section on the show called the Travelogue and we don't use it often enough. So let's play that.
Casper's Radio Show, Travelogue.
Oh, it's so nice to hear it again. And we can use it. Hallo De Brein en welkom by die show.
Baie dankie.
Woep woep. De Brein.
So what happened? Why and how? Begin from the beginning.
Well, some people has to be a little bit crazy.
Yeah. Okay, you crazy. I like that.
Yeah, no, I think way back when I've been an entrepreneur in South Africa, had my own businesses, and this came to a point where I just thought, no, I want to do a few
you
things
just
I haven't done.
Nah.
Huh?
No, I.
I.
Nye, no, I.
Yeah, and then I made a decision because I travel a lot normally, and I normally travel to Europe and to Asia, and I've never really been to Africa. And the whole idea started there, and I thought I'm going to cycle through Africa. And then I started to do the planning for that, and then the whole idea grew to what it is today, to cycle across all 7 continents.
Wow.
And I planned for about 4, 5, 6 months, and then I started in Australia.
So as jy nou beplan sê, jy nou is daar visas wat jy moet soek of kry of aansoek vir doen en sulke goed.
Ja, ek het die visas wat ek vir aansoek gedoen voor ek gegaan het is Australië en Europa gewees en Engeland.
Okay.
En toe van daar af het ek dit maar gewing. En
Oh.
Ja, want mens kan nie alles vooruit reël nie want jy weet nie waar jy gaan wees of dit tye nie. So ek sorteer visas op die oomblik uit soos ek gaan deur al die lande.
Hoe lank vat dit?
Ag, tussen 2 dae en 'n maand. Okay. So you ergens die land, ja.
Where do you go to? To the
the embassy.
South African.
No, you go to the country where you're going to next. So let's say I'm in Iran and I want to go to Turkmenistan.
You go to
the Turk embassy and then you get it from them.
And was it worth it?
Oh, yeah, it's been well, I'm just over halfway now and I'm having the time of my life. It's a great challenge. But I'm just meeting so many great people along the way and seeing so many different cultures and different countries and beauty and things we are not used to here in South Africa. So it's been just an amazing trip so far.
Are people generally friendly?
They are always friendly. Like 99.9% the people are like too friendly, really. It's the world is much better than the people make it, and what you read in the news.
I'm glad.
Like this week, you see all the bombs that's exploding in Istanbul, but Turkey has been one of the best countries I've been to. It's one of the most beautiful, and the people is great. But now people read that, and then they form this whole perception about Turkey. And then, but you can go there now, and it will be fine, and the locals is fine, and.
But you're right, because if I think of Turkey now and never been, I think, too dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of those explosions.
Oh,
yeah, in all over the world. But where, what was for you, kom ons gaan en ons sê die mees beautifulste plek, nummer 1, en dan wil ek weet die mees indrukwekkendste, ek weet nie hoe dit sê mense dit in Afrikaans nie, ervaring.
Ja. Ek gaan dit is wat is baie moeilik om te sê want elke land het sy mooi en sy iets anders te het. Maar die lande wat uitgestaan het is die een waarin ek was toe ek met jou gepraat, was Iran geweest.
Huh?
Dit was Iran in die Midde-Ooste. Dit was ongelooflik geweest. En die mense daar is net op 'n ander vlak van nice. Ek het 2-3 keer 'n dag saam mense geëet op die pad, hulle en tee gedrink en gesit en ek het nooit toe ek op die fiets was, het ek nooit my eie kos gekoop nie. Hulle het vir my nader aan my sakke het oorvloei van kos. Ek kon dit nie opeet nie want ek eet so baie saam met verskillende families langs die pad. En
how do you explain to them what you're doing? Do they sort of gather what the hell you're doing? Or are they just friendly?
The best part of traveling wherever is there's always a way to communicate. Even if they speak Farsi and I speak English or Afrikaans, there's always a way to communicate. It just takes a little bit longer. So some people catch the drift more easily when you just try to explain.
Yeah, that you show them I'm cycling.
Yes. So otherwise, I have like a little book with me always, and then I start to draw. And then you draw the family and like brothers and sisters and like Africa, and you try to explain them something about Africa, and then they will try to explain something from there. But yeah, Iran has been the best, like
that's
the
amazing.
Best country. It's a beautiful country. You have mountains, you have deserts, you have so much history there for the past and currently still there, and the change they want. So it was very, very interesting. And then going into all the stands as well, it was just amazing. And like Kyrgyzstan.
Really? Wait.
Yeah, it's a country.
What about Kazakhstan? Did you go to Kazakhstan as well?
I've been through, like, Kyrgyzstan is one of the most beautiful.
They've got a lot of insects there.
And a lot of mountains. But then I went into Kazakhstan, very flat. But that was the winter. That was my first extreme winter I went into.
Wow.
So when I was there, it was like minus 30, minus 35.
Ooh.
Are you using one bicycle throughout the whole trip? Or?
I've had one in the beginning. I almost threw it off a cliff once. And then I decided I have to.
So did you lose your temper?
Yeah. And no, it just kept breaking. So when I got into Istanbul, I got a new bike.
Okay.
And then from there, I had the same bicycle.
In Istanbul, was it a different brand name? Or same brand name?
No, I had a total different. It's a Dutch make, so I ordered that from Dutch, and I waited for a month, so I had time to actually be in Istanbul for 3.5 weeks. So
wow.
I stayed with locals, and they just took me everywhere throughout Istanbul, showing me all the food and all the cultures, and yeah, it was amazing.
Duncan, if I said close your eyes and you didn't hear what the brain just said, close your eyes and describe for me, if I say Iran, what do you see?
I see ninjas.
But people in black?
People in black covered, I can just see their eyes.
What do you see in terms of landscape?
I see nothing, it's flat. I see rubble because of all the explosions.
It's true, eh? I see the same. And he just told me, he just told us it's the one of the most beautiful places.
I can't imagine that.
I don't even know when was the last time there was a bomb or a suicide bomber there. Like, that's what people
think.
No,
they send them fucking out of the country.
It's all politics. It's all politics. And it's just the way they play. It's like all the other countries. They just play it to make them look so bad. And there is, of course, there's things going on. But there's things going on in each
country.
Yeah,
we got a total misperception. We got a total misperception.
I remember when I went to Istanbul. Then a group of Istanbulis or Turkish people, they saw me and they spat.
Where? On
they,
you?
They spat on the floor because they saw me.
What does that mean? Spitting on the... Were they randy?
I think maybe they were disgusted.
Were they horny for you?
I don't know. This is Istanbul, the restaurant, not the country though.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you talking seriously?
Absolutely.
Or are you making up cuck?
It happened over the weekend.
Are you taking...
It was my first racist... incident. I promise you.
Were you in Istanbul over the weekend?
Istanbul over the weekend. The restaurant Istanbul. Don't you know it?
I thought the country.
No.
Oh, but don't they spit? Isn't that
is it a
sign
thing that
of
they do?
Do they spit there?
No, they do that in China. But
that's true. I heard. But you say China like Trump. China.
I've been in America for too long.
China. But so that they spit at you, Duncan?
They spit. I think they didn't want me in their restaurant.
Wasn't it a spit bri or something?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's very strange.
I was just so offended.
Well, we are not alone in our little visit here, of course. Our regulars are here, so let me bring them in. Maybe they've got some questions for you to brain. The first is this wonderful, radiant guy. He's sitting here, beautifully dressed, and his
smart.
Name is Bernard. Hello. I was pulling your leg, Gavin. Hello, Gavin.
Where were we, Bernard? Hello, Casper.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello, everybody.
Have you met the brain?
I haven't met
the brain. Gavin, the brain.
Pleased to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, yes. When Bernard and I went to Starbucks at the Mall of Africa, the guy said to me, like, Bernard, here's your coffee. And I said, I would throttle my father if he called me Bernard.
Thank you. Well, hello, Bernard. That must have been great to hear.
Lovely. Yeah.
Maar, Gavin, also, I can't further praat met jou oor yourself, but let's, have you listened now? Have you listened now to the brand? Have you got a question? Isn't that fascinating?
It's fascinating.
This guy is cycling across the world. As you travel, do you then adjust your wardrobe? Do you throw away clothes and then buy new ones, or how does it work?
Well, in the summer I have two pairs. That's it. So I just have sandals and two pairs of clothes. So one that I'm wearing and the other one that's clean, and then I just swap and wash once in a while. And then in the winter it's more complicated because it's more specialized stuff I need.
So no wonder the people were so friendly in the summer, because they wanted you to go away.
Yeah, probably.
Oh my God. Just food, go.
So which charities are benefiting for you from you cycling, or is it just no charities involved? You're just doing this for yourself?
Mostly it's...
Where's the catch? That's my question, I guess.
Oh, no, it's... I'm doing it... it sounds very selfish. But, you guys are doing your job, and this is my job. And I'm doing it because I love doing it.
You love cycling.
I love traveling. I love adventure. I love exploring. But I am working on ideas because I'm going to very interesting places, and there's things I see, like with the global warming and what's happening in the poles and in the oceans. So I'm working on ideas for that, for the future, but I'm not going to jump into it. So I'm just feeling it out exactly where I want to focus and exactly where my passion is. And then I will try to create awareness for that, because that is there. And I can show people, life. I'm talking to people all over the world about it.
Now, you hit a hashtag in your website. The hashtag is across seven continents.
Around seven continents.
Around seven continents hashtag. So if you hashtag that, you will see a lot of your pics.
Yeah. Oh, fella can op. Facebook is around seven continents. The number seven, around number seven continents. And I post everything there. I do blogs. I post a lot of photos. And I'm telling people what's going on in each country. I'm trying to create like a
documentary.
Yeah. I just want to tell them like what's going on in this country, because people don't know what's going on there really, or they don't even know a country like Kyrgyzstan. There is a country that.
No, I never knew about Kyrgyzstan. I would have doomed Kyrgyzstan.
And then, but there's great people, and it's so beautiful, and that's what I'm trying to show people as well. And then, of course. More than that, it's more than just the traveling. It's the physical, mental challenge for me, because like I'm planning a trip now for January for 3 months, where I'm going back to Siberia, and then in the middle of the winter, it's not dark, there's no sun, and so it's going to go down to -55. So, and then with that, I'm also showing people how I do things and like all the challenges I face and. Try to help somehow.
Can I ask something?
Of course you
can. Of course you can, Gary.
Casper asked me, do I have a question?
Yes.
Seriously.
So yes, you look gorgeous.
Thank you, Bernard. Listen, so now, I'm always, when I travel, right, I'm like very like concerned and pedantic about like other foods, right? And when you spoke early on about like going for dinners and people being all friendly and offering, how do you like... because it's widely like reported or known that in the culture in Iran, you're not allowed to, it's very rude. It's like absolutely impolite to decline foods when people offer you something, whether it's on the street or a family or things like that. So how do you just like, how do you eat anything? Like how do you prepare mentally and physically and everything? Like, and what happens to you?
No, the people is actually very open, very open. Mm-hmm. But they have this thing in Iran where they will offer you anything, always. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the rule of thumb is you always say, thank you very much, but it's okay. And then they will ask you again. And then you will do the same. And then the third time when they ask you, you know they want to give it to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it's food or if it's a gift or whatever it is. And then you just sit down with him and enjoy it. And then, but like the whole food idea, it was a bit strange in the beginning when I started this. But when you get to see the world and you're really in the areas where people don't really get to, other tourists, you see the generosity and the real, like the
soul,
human kind. Yeah, the soul of the people. And you just, it becomes part of you to trust people. That's it. So you just start to trust people, and like there's sometimes you have to be smart and say no for certain things.
Like what? Like what?
No, I don't know. Sometimes there's people you don't trust, and there's a lot of people invite you into their homes. That happens on a regular basis. So, but sometimes you get a feeling, and then you have to trust that instinct or that feeling you get, and then you just don't do it. So you learn as well as you go along, who to trust, who not to trust, where to eat, where not to eat.
So give me like an amazing dish there.
Oh, in Iran. Iran has, I love their breakfast because they throw, like open this top. And then you just go and sit down. They have this flat bread and then cheeses and jams and a lot of tea. And it's very basic. but it's interesting how the smallest things are the best. And then of course the company,
it's like just, eggs, bacon.
No, not even. It's mostly just flatbread, cheeses and jams and tea.
And
a lot of fruits and a lot of fruits.
And they don't have tables. You have to sit on the floor.
You sit right on the floor.
Wow.
So it's very intimate. It's like it's very intimate with the people and sitting very close and everybody's very friendly and then you enjoy the food.
When you travel, do you listen to music on a pod or do you just listen to the sounds of the place, of the country, of the city or whatever?
It depends on where I am. I love music, but...
what are you currently listening to?
Well, at the moment, I have no idea. I got bored of my iPad or my iPod, and then now it's on a shuffle. So whatever comes up, it's a little surprise every day.
Do you try?
But I try to listen to a lot of South African music, and but that's also behind, and I'll get stack up again while I'm here.
And when you're there, do you try and get some of their music?
Some of the local music, yes, of course.
Is that enige iets wat jy nou aan kan dink wat jy vir my kan sê? Jesus, die musiek van Krikistan is fantasties, or whatever.
I have no artist names, but
really,
it's beautiful music. If you say Krikistan, I just hear all this ding, 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 ding.
Oh, really? How do you spell Krikistan? I'm going to fucking look for Krikistan now.
I'm absolutely doing it.
How do you spell it, the brain?
K-Y-R-G.
K-Y-R-G.
Y-Z.
Oh, there we are. Oh, my goodness.
And then stun.
He's right. There is such a place.
Of course he's right. What's the message there? Is it anything to do with the conversation or is it people just saying hello?
We've got a message from Hubert or Aber. He says, hello, Yella, ek luister live, lekker show.
Ja, dis Aber, onthou nou toch.
Verdier. Then we've got a message from Zain G. I live in the Middle East and travel around here quite frequently. Iranians are the most friendliest people I have met.
Mm-hmm.
The government is very religious, but its people are absolutely not.
That's exactly how I say.
But let's just take a moment here, guys, everyone that's in this room, and just realize that we've never traveled as our good friend De Brainer has. So all we know is what we see on the TV screens and here on the television, etc., etc., and all that is the bad stuff. But coming from this guy is that there is a lot of good that's happening around the world.
True.
More good than bad, you would say.
Yeah, of course. But just think about South Africa, for instance.
Mm.
Now... all the people in America that I know is like all this and all that because they read about us.
Mm-hmm.
And people are scared to come to South Africa. But I promote South Africa and like you have to go there. You have to see it. It's so beautiful. And that's what they see as well. They see just the bad. And then we just see the bad of Iran. We just see the bad of other countries as well.
I've just found some music from Krikistan. Let's have a listen. I promise you. It says mountain music from Krikistan.
I see Harrison Ford.
Oh, there. Sorry. The brain can't hear.
Where do I plug in?
No, but I see a panning shot of mountains.
Mm.
A bird flying. That same bird being shot.
Yeah.
Now it's being bribed.
Can you hear?
Yeah.
Is it nice?
Yeah. This is their kind of music.
I see dawn and I see like the tops of those mosques or whatever.
Jesus. From Mr. Miyake.
If you think about these countries, there's not a lot of people. So if you think about this music in the mountains, and there's nothing, just a few people and still the people with donkeys and their herds. And it's just a very calm and beautiful country.
I'm waiting for the beat to drop.
I'm actually helping a friend now because he wants to go for a hiking trip, and he was like, "Where should he go?" And I said, "No, go to Krikistan." So I'm helping him now to plan his trip to go to Krikistan.
I'm a sucker for like art movies, and this reminds me. This is pretentious, I know, but it sort of reminds me of an art movie. It puts you in a vibe. Let me put something else on. Let's see. This is
please.
Oh,
something with a bit of bass.
Well, there you got your bass. It's on a cricket's wing.
It's all about the bass, about the bass.
All about the crickets.
Sounds like a didgeridoo.
Now, this is that thing that flick.
Yeah. Trompy. Yeah. Trompy.
Yeah. It's almost like
a trompy. A trompy.
Is it a trompy?
Wrong name. Almost like trompy, but wrong name.
Gazoo.
I know what you're talking about.
Dindet.
It's a fucking trompy. Okay, so...
Let me tell you something very interesting about Kyrgyzstan. They... So, when you want to marry...
Yeah.
You literally... You and your friends, like... Let's say you guys are my friends. I say, okay, I want to marry that one that's sitting there.
Ooh.
And then what you guys do is you get into a car... You go, you kidnap her.
Yes.
And
really?
Then you kidnap her, you take her to your family and say, this is the girl I'm going to marry. and then you leave the girl with the mom and the grandma and the friends. And then it can take like an hour. It can take days.
What?
Until she say, okay, I'll marry him. And then they...
She's got no say in this.
No.
And oh,
then,
man.
And then they go to the family. And then
kidnap the family as well.
No, then they just tell them, okay, they're gonna get married, and then they just like start preparing food and stuff for a big wedding.
Oh,
and it's just something about it's a cultural thing.
So die girl sit daar, sy dink jy moet net nie maar na kyk nie, moet nie na my kyk nie, want dan is dit verby.
Yes.
Wow.
Just walking in the street and then la 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 coming along.
Wow. Dit is weird.
Miskry arranged marriages en dan deranged marriages.
Dit is deranged.
Ja.
Want hulle, dit was gedoen, I read somewhere it was done because of the fact that they want to minimize sex out of the marriage. I'm talking like 2,000 years ago. But it's still like happening. It's still happening.
Yeah, it's not always, but it's still there. It still happens.
It's amazing.
It's not like everybody has to do it.
But that is sad, though.
It can be a friend. It can be a stranger.
Mm.
Or it can be a friend of a friend.
So you just... Jy gaan nie uit... Behalve as jy weet, jy gaan dalk nou gaan moet trou nie.
Mm.
As jy girl is.
Yeah,
anders bly jy by die fucking huis, kyk TV.
Yeah.
Has there been any man kidnapping another man?
I don't know. Yeah, I have to look into it.
Look, I don't know if you guys noticed anything about their music, but it's just one instrument. There are no bands that side. All the songs that you played, they're just playing one instrument.
Yeah.
Let's start a band.
Do you want to hear the best pop music from Iran?
Yeah, please.
You want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the best.
Like a they chart say, topper.
Pop music from Iran. Okay, let's see. Daddy's daddy cool.
And here we go.
That's right.
Oh, that's Boney M. That's your man.
Because if you're in a big city like Tehran, you hear this, the people have so much soul.
But it's a strange accent. Oh, it's a bit dark.
And there's an Indian influence, but they're near Pakistan. No, Pakistan is far from India. It's not.
Oh, yeah, this is more like it.
So you can hear ISIS in the background, eh?
Woo! Yeah!
Yeah, this is typical Iranian.
I see veils. I see camel. I see camel toe.
George Bieneke. George Bieneke op die WeChat sê, hello Jelle, eerste live luister, al die podcast al geluister.
Woo! Oh, it's the first time he's listening live.
Yeah.
Hello George. Oh, oh. You know, I was thinking now as we were speaking, and I was thinking it when we were tweeting each other, that there should be a channel like CakeNet or Via or Pia or Shia who should accompany you. It will change the dynamics because you won't be on your own, and I don't know how they will react to cameras, but it's so interesting. I mean, they send second-rate singers to go and look at some countries. But this would be tremendously interesting.
Yeah.
So I hope they're listening.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
So because there's a big market in that, and I've been thinking about that a lot because it's always the way I can get it out there, and it's like at the moment it's Facebook and it's photos and it's some videos and through social networking.
Periscope as well.
I haven't periscoped yet.
You should try. I mean, I remember when we communicated, sometimes his signal was very bad. It like took 2 days to get one word across.
Yeah,
so maybe Periscope will still be a problem.
Yeah, I haven't had a cell phone in 3 years. Like since I went home.
You are obviously single, aren't you?
I have a girlfriend now in Alaska.
In every continent.
In Alaska.
In Alaska, yeah. I had a flat tire and then I met my girlfriend.
Saifur eats an Eskimo. Oh, I love it. But you see, you can wear those. What's that small cameras they have?
A GoPro?
GoPro on your head.
Yeah.
You can have that. For continue, I mean, you just have to have an editor who goes through all this.
Yeah, if they can go through.
And you can have that, and then maybe, you know, there's small cameras.
Yeah,
I get now the GoPro 360.
Yeah,
I saw people can actually experience the virtual reality version of your travels.
Well, when do you plan going again?
Well, now for the trip I'm doing, I call this triangle. It is a 3-month expedition, so it that's extreme. So I've been planning this since February until the end of the year because it's so extreme and it's a lot of different dynamics. So I'm in South Africa for one more month, and then I'm going back to United States, to Alaska, and then do the final prep and preparations and
getting the girlfriend
and getting the last sponsors on board, and then waiting for the snow to test the last few things before I go to Russia.
Which sorry, Casper, this is really important.
No.
Which continent has the best weed?
America.
America? Really? Better than Alaska.
Yeah,
we like Denver.
Yeah, everybody thinks it's Colorado, but like 5 states is legal now, like legal. And all of them will be within time.
Yeah.
And then Canada as well. It's also very big. But it's like just normal there. It's like it's everywhere. People don't drink
a cigarette.
Yeah, it's not even, people don't even smoke anymore as much, and they don't drink as much as us as our Africans. It's all over there. It's everywhere.
Well, we will keep information flowing between us on the internet and social media, and then I'll see what you do, and when you get back again, we'll invite you back again, because this is highly interesting, eh, people?
Absolutely.
Very, very. And also, the biggest fear for me about what you do, because I just saw your the route from like all the way from Turkey straight over to Uzbekistan and whatever stand that you were. Yeah. I would be very paranoid about my skin. But you seem to have done like...
He's got a beard.
Yeah, but he seemed to have done a good job. Like, he's still like... Everything's intact. All the cells are intact.
Yeah, he looks healthy.
Yeah.
I have this one friend, Anari, in Cape Town. And before I left, she told me, sunblock. And she hammered it into me so much that every time when the sun comes up, I'm like, I have to put sunblock on.
It's a lot
of sunblock. Yeah, I was in the Middle East in the middle of summer. And it's very hot, but it's different experiences. You have to experience that.
So people can follow you on around Seven Continents.
Around Seven Continents.
Hashtag.
Yes.
They can look it up on Facebook, and then they can tweet you. Have you got Instagram?
Yeah, Twitter, Instagram is De Bruin Huber.
At De Bruin Huber.
Yeah, at De Bruin Huber on Instagram, and at De Bruin Huber at Twitter, and DeBruinHuber.com is my blog and website where people can read some stories. I'm at the moment, I'm just rebranding and doing my whole website over, so it's a bit tweaky, but
turbulent.
People can still go there. It's at a point now where people can actually go and read again.
Well, at least and they can follow you on Instagram for a quick visual treat, and they can talk to you on Twitter and say, are you coming here and here? Or maybe you can match up with South Africans there somewhere, like this guy who said he was in the Middle East, or he lives in the Middle East. That would be interesting. So people reach out and touch somebody's Twitter. That's what I'm saying. De Brein, baie baie dankie. Het was 2 jaar gewacht vir die gesprek live, maar het was lekker.
En hopelijk nie weer so lang
nie. Nee, ja. Nee, en geniet het. En ek dink het is fascinating. En ek hoop dat mense wat jou gaan volg van die media op film.
Ja, nee, dank nie, maar ja, as die mense belangstel, laat hulle 'n bietjie uitreik na jou toe, dan kan ons hier miskien praat op die pad as ek 'n selfoon het.
Perfect.
Want dit is moeilik as ek nie 'n selfoon het nie, maar ons kan 'n bietjie weer plan maak al is ek op die pad.
Nou maar lekker. Mooi bly.
Marie, baie dankie.
Sien jou weer, hè?
Safe travel.
Bye bye, dankie.
So dit is die muziek van Iran, wat de Brein Joubert was, onder andere. Amazing, baie interessant, en ons allemaal sit hier in gesels en sê, ja, Jesus, nou, ons het nie so gedink aan plekke soos Iran nie. Okay, here is a wonderful racist song, which you will all love, it's called White People.
This song is dedicated to a certain kind of people, which just so happens to be my other favorite kind of people. You know, the ones that like to, you know, hurt themselves, bro. Skateboard, ollie, bro. Kick flip, split your lip, bro. Kick me in the nuts, bro. You get what I'm saying, right? White people, I get bullied in school. I can't wait till I'm a cop so I can bully you. White people. Hey. White people, no, we can't dance. And I don't whoop my kids or spank their hands. White people. Bad Michael, bad. Who's a bad Michael? Go to your room, Michael. If you poke me on my arm, I bruise easily. So I only quarterback in the football league. I like to watch porn, I can fap for days. And my favorite potato chips are Lay's, because they're white. I take weird drugs like ecstasy, mushrooms, crystal meth, and LSD. We put it in a pipe for a homemade bong. And watch out for the priest, he will rape your son. And most of us would die trying out for fear factor. I guess that's why they say I'm just a country-loving deer hunting, rabbit-eating, redneck, inbreeding, beer-drinking, small penis. Did I mention we drive a tractor? We're red when we're mad, when we're sick we're green. Only race in the world that eat sardines. White girls flat butts, and I know that's mean. But if you try to eat the booty, tastes like saltines. Back far away from that anus. Hey, hey. Hold up a second. We can't have a white song without the country music in it. Yeehaw! See, we all like country music. No. Never understand what we're saying. No. But if you ever come down to Texas, come chill with me on my porch. 'Cause we all got shotguns, and we all commute by horse. I said we have arms, we like to mosh, we like Family Guy, and we like Tosh. I guess my point here is, if you're white, we automatically like you.
So little.
Hey. All right, so this is probably also the most racist song I've written. But if you laugh, you're racist too. So I don't feel bad. Besides, I'm not racist if I'm human. You get it? The human race? Ha 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 ha. That's how white people laugh.
Brand 'n wierookstok in jou pyjamas.
Dit is Kasper Radio.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. but I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body, T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
Here comes the ball.
Presented by BodyTech.
Hello, Andy boys and girls. We haven't had them for a while. You know what? Poor boss. They, boss models now. They had an unbrak, eh?
And someone came and stole the models.
Yeah. Well, the model computers.
Oh, really?
Yes. So we had to sort of get back to balance ourselves after that because we lost all the entries. It was all...
Really?
Of course.
Wasn't everything on the cloud, though, Casper?
I don't know, Taryn.
You know, Johan went into the agency on the Monday morning, and the desks were cleaned out. They took all our computers. They took a very expensive camera. You know, we were all insured, but not everything was, unfortunately, backed up. So it's been a process to try and regain all the information. We're getting there. We've all got some fancy laptops now that we carry around with us.
Amen.
So, yeah, we're okay.
Okay, Laura's on holiday.
Laura's on leave. She's back at the agency on Monday.
You are representing.
Yes, I'm the head booker.
And tell me, you got two wonderful, beautiful girls in front of me here. And who are they?
Well, we have a beautiful brunette.
Shannon.
Are you taking pictures, Bernard?
And,
oh, thanks, man.
And
I'm Mika.
Mika. And yes. She's blonde, and they're both absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They look like ABBA.
It was the look I was going for this morning. So.
Yeah, that's Frida. That's Agnetha.
Half of ABBA.
Yeah. Well, I'll be Benny. I've got the beard, and he's got a beard. He's beautiful.
I'll be Black Benny.
There we go.
Black Benny. Yeah, I like that.
That's cool.
And... where did you enter this competition? Why did you? I mean, did you go on the internet? Are you both aspirant models? Do you want to do the work? Why to go places? Do you like to show your body? What's this? Mika, let's start with you.
Okay. Well, I saw on Facebook the advert.
Yeah.
So I sent my pictures to Boss, and then I just thought it was going to be fun because I am a model, but I actually just started.
Well, that is altijd lekker als je zoiets doet en je hebt een title work.
Yeah.
You know. Now, girl of Club Central, Casper Radio Show. It's always nice to say. Okay, I've got that as well.
It's massive.
Yeah, and it's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
I must say, it's really experience.
Mine was simple. I tried my best way to break into Boss Models.
Okay.
So people have aspirations and stuff, and obviously it's one of the agencies that I would like to, you know, be a part of. So that's why I decided to enter the competition.
So Duncan, do you have anything except for the jokes? That's a very nice idea you had to get them to tell jokes.
Okay.
But because not only when you tell the jokes do you get to tell a joke, but you also see how people react if it's a cock joke. And you still have to have your flair. You know, it's like a bad director or producers. Now you look awful and you still got to go, yeah, bye, donkey. Sometimes, I mean, mostly the jokes are funny. I'm just warning them that I could sit here with a sour face. But what else do you want them to do? Shall we put them on Periscope, do you think?
We can put them on Periscope, but I've got a question for each of them.
Do that.
Let's go with Shannon first.
Yes.
Shannon, you know, something that's really close to my heart these days is just beauty with a purpose.
Ah! The purpose.
As it is for all of us. Yes, do carry on.
Absolutely. So I want to know, how are you going to use your aesthetic features as a good purpose? What is your drive?
Well, but why does she have to?
Because everybody who's pretty needs to make a difference.
I'm more likely to listen to someone who's attractive than someone who's not attractive.
I agree, but I mean, she can use her looks to get to make money.
Absolutely,
that's have to be a purpose.
Well, if yeah. I can tell you, I have a company called Desk Bags. So in South Africa, there's 3.1
douche bags.
No, that's terrible. It's called Desk Bags.
Oh, Desk Bags.
So in South Africa, there's 3.1 million. Kids who do not have desks at school, and I created a school bag that folds out into a desk that I distribute to all the schools.
Wow.
So this year I also have big plans of entering a certain competition, which will obviously then give me the platform to be able to use Desk Bags as my beauty with a purpose. So that's my big secret for this year though.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great answer, great energy. You do absolutely have a purpose, that you giving children desks.
Exactly.
You know, but you find that in some homes, people are eating off the floor. Maybe you could venture into that as well.
Well, that's our thing. We're not only in schools. Obviously, the children, you know, come from the informal settlements. So at home, you know, they're just as in need as in school. So, you know, the desks obviously double up for a purpose at home as well.
But the drunk dad would come from home and just sit on the desk and just break it.
Well, it's actually made from ABS plastic, so it can't break.
Absolutely. Great, great answer. Let's go.
Are you impressed?
I'm very
give a mark out of 20.
I am moved with your energy.
I would say 25 out of 20.
I will give you a good, let's give you a 9.5 maybe.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. But anyway.
I'm impressed.
Mika.
Yes.
Look, I can get you a deal.
Yeah.
I can get you a shortcut deal. Billboards, magazines, everywhere.
Oh, please.
But it's from this guy that would give you this deal. And all this guy wants you to do is just model with donkeys and cows. Everyone.
Her mother is here.
Yeah,
huh?
Of course.
Her mother is sitting there across the... Okay, I'm just warning you.
So he'll just require you just to put a hamster in the microwave. And just go crazy. Word. So that's just one of the stipulations for the contract. Would you take this contract?
Well, the hamster... I'll phone my agent ask her what I should do.
No, so that's the thing. You find that sometimes when you get in the industry, your agent might not have your best interests at heart.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what
true.
I mean? So at the end of the day, you should be able to make or come to the decision all on your own.
Yeah.
So would this be a no-no? You wouldn't take that kind of a deal? You're not willing to sell your soul?
Well, definitely not, no.
Everyone has their price.
Yeah, that's true. But I would definitely not put hamsters in.
It depends on turning the microwave on or not.
Yeah, no, yeah. You need to turn the microwave.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. But I wouldn't mind modeling with donkeys if it's, like, nice, because I love horses. I actually did horse riding for, like, a lot of my high school years. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I'm a chick now.
I'm telling you, I'm staying at a place now where they have horses, and it's like majestic animals, eh?
I can imagine.
No, really, they're beautiful. I mean, they're beautiful.
Yeah, they're
donkeys,
so beautiful.
I like donkeys as well. But
Jesus came on a donkey.
Jesus, yeah, I just want to say that.
I don't know. That's what they say.
You know, I'm equally impressed with your response, the fact that you will remain true to yourself and won't let anyone
I'll keep to my norms and values.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So what you have to do if you want to enter this competition, at the end of the year we'll have the gala event, is you just go hashtag BAGCC, bag CC. What have you got? Dish bags. No, you've got
desk bags.
Desk bags. So we are back, CC. And then the boss will pick it up on their new, brand new computers. And we'll get you in here. And you can have absolute fun. I'm going to go onto Facebook Live now because my Periscope just doesn't want to work. And I know it's not a euphemism. You know, doctor, my Periscope doesn't want to work. It's not that. What's this fly? Am I dying? Am I decomposing?
It must
fly.
Be from those donkeys where you live.
It's one of those donkey flies. Anyway, we're going to go.
Smell.
So what shall we do? I'm going to play them some music.
Look, guys, whenever people go out, they have some kind of a party treat. What is that one thing that you guys just want to show off or just do, just impress people with?
Pop my moves.
Pop your moves.
I think I'm famous. I'm the world's worst best white girl dancer. Like, I can not dance, and that's my claim to fame.
Let's have a dance to some
Kazakhstan
music.
No, guys, I don't want to dance right now.
No. It was the wrong. I played the wrong music. I don't want to play fucking Afghanistan now. Wait, live video. I've got to go live now on Facebook.
Think of a party treat, guys, quickly for the Facebook live.
So
a party treat.
So we can have this music. So
whatever.
If you are on Facebook, you can go to Facebook Kasper de Vries fan page.
This is mine's all in my hands.
Do it, son. Just Facebook. The world is watching.
So, okay, wait. Who's going to take pictures? Gavin, you're very good with that. So, we're going to go live, Gav. Just make sure, Gav. Okay, wait. Let me tell them. Okay, here we go. Live. Oh, let me just turn it around.
Just have fun, guys! Hi, people. That's what it's about!
It's me, it's Casper. We're on the Casper Radio Show with the boys and girls of Cliff Central. Whoop, whoop. I'm going to show you some girls, and Shannon and Mika. They're here in the studio. This is my glasses, sorry. There you are. They're here in the studio, and they're talking to you. Kevin, if you can take nice pictures for us.
Woo! We had a club, we're dancing for that one guy we won.
I think get up and just turn around. Woo! And sit down again. Take off your muffs.
Woo!
Woo! Can you give us live commentary?
Yeah, shake that! Shake that!
Woo! Shake that, woo!
Woo!
The commentary.
Have fun, guys.
Don't make animal noises. Commentate.
So the ladies are just standing now.
Yeah.
Looking, trying to find the beat.
Yes.
And I don't think they can find the beat, Casper. I'm not seeing the beat.
Yeah. So.
That's because we can't hear the beat.
Oh, they can't hear it, you see. How do we get them the beat?
Oh, now the ladies are taking off. Oh, woo, taking off. Having a good time.
The thing is, it's winter. They can't take it off.
Come on, ladies. The industry, the modeling industry is going to require you to go to club after club. You need to be able to work that. Move that body.
Move that ass.
Woo!
That's right. He's right. You've got to go to all social functions.
Betty's the best dancer in the house. Betty, why don't you show them? Drag that, man.
How do you like that music?
I loves me that music.
I loves me that music. Okay, now, the big moment has arrived. You can introduce them to do their jokes.
Whoop, whoop. Guys, it's the platform. No one has ever had the privilege just to tell Casper De Vries a joke. So why don't you put a smile on Casper's face? Just give it a try, guys.
So, I didn't make a joke. I didn't come with a joke, but I came with a riddle.
Okay.
So
I, hang on. Pushed the wrong button. You came with a riddle.
Yes, with a riddle.
Okay.
So, I don't think any of you will be able to figure this out, but tell me when to go, and I will start with it.
Go.
Cool. I am not alive, yet I grow. I have no lungs, yet I need air. I have no mouth, yet I can drown. What am I?
Just do that third sentence again. I have no mouth.
I have no mouth.
No what?
No mouth.
Mouth. Yet?
Yet I can drown. What am I?
A tongue.
Sorrow?
I don't know really how a tongue needs air.
Yeah, I haven't got lungs, but I need air. Is that the other one?
Yes, yeah. So I'm not alive, yet I grow. I have no lungs, yet I need air. I have no mouth, yet I can drown. What am I?
George Bieneke here says a tree.
A tree?
A tree.
No, no, okay. No.
It's not
I'm
a tree,
telling
George.
You, nobody will ever get this.
Well, get us out of our misery. What is it?
Wait. Reinhard also says a tree.
No, guys. If it was a tree, I would have told you. No.
It's not. Okay, well, give us a clue.
It's a little bit hot.
A fart?
I think I know.
Oh, fire. No.
I need air, yeah.
It's fire.
What?
Yeah, it's fire.
It is, guys. I thought nobody would have got that.
Oh, Gavin shouted. Gavin shouted from there.
Are you best? No, that doesn't count. He Googled it. It does not count.
He Googled
cheater.
He googled it.
Yeah, you see, that doesn't count.
Doesn't count, but it's fire.
And that I actually came up with myself.
Really?
Really?
Beauty with a purpose.
Are you clever?
No, more than just a pretty face.
Clever little possum. Mika, okay, here we go.
Okay, I actually also have a riddle. But
okay, wait, I must do this. Otherwise, you're obscured by the mic, okay?
I've got a riddle, but I also have like a really cute joke.
But yeah, but don't come with fucking riddles. We want jokes.
Riddle us with a joke.
Do the joke
okay,
first.
Okay.
So in the case it's cuck, you can save yourself with a riddle, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, June's over. Julying.
That's brilliant. I love that kind of stuff. Nice and simple, straight to the point, you know? Just one sentence, one line is love it. No, try the riddle. Right.
Okay.
Wait. I just want to rework this. June's over, Julying. Okay. The riddle.
Okay. What has 14 hearts but no organs?
Octopus.
No.
I think she said hearts, not arms.
Your hearts.
But our octopus has got like 8 hearts, I promise.
But no other organs.
Just give us a clue, please.
What's got 8 hearts and no organ?
8 hearts.
Yeah, it doesn't breathe.
Oscar Pretorius?
No.
No, okay.
No, he has no heart.
And no. Yeah, so just give us a clue. Why don't you give us a clue?
Okay, it does. It's not alive.
8 hearts. A card.
A deck of cards.
Oh, that's nice.
The joke was better, I think.
No, I like this one better. I will give her. What will you give her?
I'll give you a 9.5 and a quarter and a second.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're both impressed.
Absolutely.
Look, people, it's ABBA.
Do you see? What's the ABBA move?
ABBA. It's Agneta and Frida. Okay, thank you for joining us on Facebook. We're going to go. See you again. Bye.
So, Casper, one last question for the ladies.
Yes.
Ladies, if one of you guys were to win, how are you going to celebrate and what are you going to try and achieve with your achievement?
I think it would be the simple thing that you said earlier on, the beauty with a purpose, being able to spread a good message across the world.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Simple.
Allah.
I think I would be so happy to get to my full potential. So just developing myself and making myself better, and by making myself better, I make the world a better place. So you actually have to start with yourself.
But it's true as well.
Yeah, like Michael Jackson's song.
I just wanted to say that's very Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
So Taryn, do you watch Game of Thrones?
Absolutely, a diehard fan.
And you too?
No.
No.
Wow.
I'm a Pretty Little Liars fan.
I'm eyeing that to binge watch that one. I haven't watched it yet.
You should.
Well, it was the last episode of Game of Thrones.
How sad.
So that means Trippetrapetrina as well must end. But because we had a full show, because it was quite a long episode with a lot of things that happened, I discovered here by 12 minutes that I'm going to end up with a 25 minute episode. So I'm going to slash it in two. We're going to do only part one of the end now, and then it'll feel like 1 minute, I promise you, and it's going to be 12 minutes. It's going to fly by now. And then next week I'll play part two. Thank you very much for being here, you lovely creatures. And we will put your pictures onto the website and we'll hashtag you and we will do everything, tweet you. And we will see you again very, very soon.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. And what? Do you know who's bringing this to us?
Presented by Bodytech.
Bodytech.
Ooh.
So those are those little gems.
I would love to try it.
Well, they were here last week and it sounds fascinating.
So
it's EMS training, right?
Yeah. They said we must go. Duncan and I. And
am I part of this invite?
Yeah. I'm going to ask Sandra and then we all go.
Okay.
I think it'll be a nice publicity stunt if we all go one day, all the models, and we
absolutely.
And then I land after. I'm too fat.
But it's only 20 minutes, so just think. Hot and sweaty, 20 minutes done.
I know. For a week. Jesus.
Whoa.
Okay, here we go. Trippetrapetrina.
On
Hallo jy voel dat jy nie meer kan nie, is aan die een plek vir jou om te wees. Daar die plek is niks anders nie as iFix. By iFix word alles reggemaak. iPhones, Samsungs en nog meer. En wat meer is, deesdae verkoop iFix ook drones. Nou kan jy huis toe gaan en jy kan 'n drone rondvlieg om op almal se tiete te werk. iFix is die heel beste. Moenie jou steur aan ander iWinkels nie. Net een iFix. iFix. Jy kan ook behoort aan iFix se spesiale klub waar jy R300 betaal per jaar en enige herstelwerk aan jou foon kos daarna net R300 ongeag dit wat reggemaak moet word. Dis al wat ek wil sê, want nou moet ek asemhaal, want ek het alles gesê met een asem. En die Here hoor my, ek kan nie meer nie.
Gegroet allemaal. Dit is ek, Wolfie Staak. Ek kan nie glo hoe tyd gevlieg het nie. Dit is asof iemand tyd gevat het, om gevang het, op sy rug gesit het, sy kloaak geopen het en sy anus besmeer het met ethanol. Tyd het gevlieg met 'n ethanol hol. En hier is ons, alweer die laaste episode van die huidige reeks. Maar onthou, ons gaan aan. Daar is nog 'n seisoen en dan is daar nog 'n seisoen en dan is dit alles verby. Dan is dit alles verby. Behalwe as George R.R.R. Martin nog ander idees kry. Maar hy is so agter die tyd nou, dat ek dink hy nooit weer sal kan inhaal nie. Miskien as hy op die dieet gaan, kan hy vinniger skryf en inhaal.
Ek moet inhaal. Ek moet inhaal. Ek kry vingerkrampe. Ek moet inhaal. Kom skryf, kom tik ek nie liever nie.
Eventueel, dis die teenstaande fokkentoggen, hier is ons episode laaste. My dogtertjie Panna het uiteindelik daardie boring man sonder naam in sy muur gestuur en teruggegaan na Westeragteros. Wel 'n paar steekwonde in haar maag, maar dit lyk nie of dit haar heeltemal beskadig het nie. Sy het 'n paar mense om hier af te reken. Onthou julle nog met die rooi troue, the red wedding, daai walglike Earl Grey, die ou man met die straatbedelaarsvel, het my vrou Constantia, my seun Dro en sy pragtige jouwelverloofde laat vermoor.
Met a baby on board.
Panna het dit nie vergeet nie. Earl Grey sit aan sy vieslike, vuil, versplinterde tafel en word bedien deur 'n pragtige meisie met mooi boesems.
Hallo Earl Grey, ek bring vir jou Earl Grey en 'n pie.
Baie dankie, meisiekie. Oeh, jy is daar maar mooi. Kan ek 'n bietjie aan jou tiete vat?
Nie nou nie, Earl Grey, maar as jy wil kan jy my gat klap.
Okay. Oh, dit was baie lekker. Wat se pie het jy behalwe jou eie ene?
Wel, hier is dit. Dit is 'n lekker steak en kidney pie.
Is daar nog iets in behalwe steak en kidney?
Ja, kidney en liver en nails en intestines.
Wow, dit klink meer soos 'n ijsbom as 'n pie. Maak heerlik. Wie se lewer en niertjies en intestines en naaltjies en blinde darms, is dit wat ek opvreet?
Jou eie twee seuns in, Earl Grey.
Wat? Wie is jy? Wat doen jy met daai mes teen my lelike, skurwe, vuil, ongeskeerde nek?
Jy het my liewe ma se keel van links na regs afgesny soos 'n slagotter. Jy het my liewe broer verinneweer. Jy het sy verloofde, wat dragtig was, vermoor. Jy's 'n vieslike, wrede etterpaal. Nou wil ek hê jy moet na my kyk, Earl Grey. Want ek is nie 'n diensmaagd nie. Ek is Panna. En ek gaan jou keel so seer afsny dat jy dit vir die res van jou lewe sal onthou.
Hoe lank het ek dan nog om te lewe?
3 sekondes.
Game over.
En so is die wraak op die muishond uiteindelik geneem. Die tyd het aangebreek dat Lores en Kraskraai verhoor word deur die moderator van die NG Kerk en sy septiese septums. Die moderator is hoogste bliksemin vir Lord Ash, omdat hy 'n moffie is.
Die tyd het aangebreek om Lord Ash te laat boet vir sy sondige welis. Ons almal weet, dit is verkeerd om te smag na 'n lekker, warm, stywe chocolate log. Wat is dit?
Sonde!
En wat se sonde is dit?
Baie sonde!
Baie sonde!
Dis reg. Daarom moet ons sy voelkop besny met die ster van die sewe gode. En mag hy vir ewig en altyd nooit weer wellustige prikkelgevoelens hê nie. En daarom sit ons vir Lord Ash vir die res van sy lewe tussen 'n klomp jong priesters. Lord Ash, wat is hierop jou antwoord?
Ja, ek stem saam, moderator. Ek was sondig. Ek het gedagtes gekoester. Besny my voorkop en sit my in 'n klooster met 'n klomp single guys. Ek dink dit is die antwoord.
So gesê, so gedaan. Arme Lord Ash word besny en bekat. 'n Tattoo sou vinniger en goedkoper gewees het, maar sy suster Koningin Margarine, getroud met Moffel, vermoed onraad as Kraskraai nie daar is nie.
Waar is Kraskraai, moderator van die NG Kerk?
Wel, sy is seker nie ver nie.
Maar sy is nie hier nie.
Nou ja, dan sal ek mooi vra.
Wat gaan jy mooi vra?
Nee, ek gaan vir mooi vra, die priester. Onthou jy mooi?
Ek kan nie mooi onthou nie.
Mooi. Hy is daai knaap wat eers vir Kraskraai gezirts het en nou bekeer het.
Dis mooi.
Ja. Mooi.
Ja, moderator van die NG Kerk.
Gaan soek vir Kraskraai. Bring haar hier.
Ons was eintlik nou die dag by haar. Maar sy het so 'n groterige Chippendale met tin om sy gesig, wat baie aggro is. En ek dink hy sal haar bring.
Nee, jy sal haar gaan haal. En jy sal beskerm word deur die sewe gode.
Dankie moderator, ek sal gaan. As jy kan, gooi nog 'n paar gode by, want hierdie is 'n motherfucker.
En so vertrek mooi uit die septiese septumkerk om vir Kraskraai te gaan haal na kasteel. Maar voor hy die septiese septumkerk kan uitgaan, staan daar 'n klein marmosetsientjie met 'n mes in sy hand en hy tart vir mooi. Hy sê,
Hey, lelik!
Nou as daar een ding is wat jy nie vir mooi moet sê nie, is dit lelik. Mooi sê,
Wie noem jy lelik?
En die sientjie sê,
Jy moet mooi luister, want ek gaan jou lelik steek in die lies, en dan gaan jy agter my aankruip, maar jy gaan my nie kry nie, want ek gaan weg wees. Daarom noem ons dit wegkruipertjie. Ek is weg en jy kruip.
En hy steek vir mooi in die lies.
Au! Jou klein swerkater! Nou gaan ek agter jou aankruip.
Maar soos mooi kruip, sien hy 'n groen skynsel en 'n brandende kersie.
Dis daardie gorrel,
gras, gal,
geel,
gegil,
giga groen,
gond, ploffing, gom.
Dit is highly vlambaar. As mens 'n wind laat naby die goed ontplof, wat doen dit hier onder die septiese septumkerk?
Ek moet nader kruip.
Maar hy kom nie nader nie, net as hy met sy een mooi vinger aan die kwassie van die kers raak, gebeur daar die onvermydelike. Voor jy kan sê,
Liewe Heer. Is allemaal dood. Die moderator, Margarine, Lord Ash en allemaal wat binnen in die kerk was. Ons gaan hulle nooit weer sien nie.
Ek wil jou nooit weer sien. Die lewe is te kort daarvoor.
Kraskraai hou die ontploffing dop vanuit haar kamer, deur haar venster. En sy laat 'n stille gebed opgaan. Die enigste probleem is dat haar seentjie Moffel selfmoord pleeg deur uit sy eie kamervenster uit te spring. Hy prevel
Maleagi 4 vers 9. God weet, so kan dit nie aangaan nie.
En hy spring by sy venster uit. Nou dat daar geen troonopvolger oor is nie, sê Kraskraai.
Ach, fok het, ek kroon myself.
En sy kroon haarself. Koningin Kraskraai. Het jy nou uiteindelik gelukkig, Kraskraai? Uiteindelik?
Ja, gelukkig, maar alleen.
Ach, heerlijkheid, hallo.
Wat doen jy in Indië?
Ek uitgevlug na Indië, dat ek nie in jou smoel hoef vast te kyk nie. En waarachtig, jy is ook hier.
Is dit nie amazing nie?
Dat jy hier is.
Nee, Indië, Sunny. En soveel mense, en soveel kleure, en soveel geure.
Gepraat van geure, wanneer laas het jy gebad?
My tas is gesteel, ek het daar my foon, maar ek het hom laat val op 'n stuk curry.
Nou het jy gekyk op die internet, is daar nie een type van 'n iFix hierso nie?
Nee, daar is net een iFix, en hy is in Suid-Afrika.
Dis 'n Musa gewaarwording.
That's right, boys and the boys. It's Skier and Skanna, and it's with Betty Bangles, Joachim Ludovicus, Maria Jakubina Bass. How are you this morning?
Te volk. Goed en self.
Lekker, lekker. Ek wil eers, voor jy begin skeringskinder vir Gavin, dankie sê, ek het hom geskryf op WhatsApp, ek het nie geslaap gisteraand nie.
Why?
I couldn't, I don't know why. I was rolling, I was tossing, and then I was turning and tossing, and then I said, please bring me some energy, which you, with it. Thanks, Gavin, because I was like falling asleep, eh? Even though I was excited. So thank you for that. I'm going to drink this monster drink. Mm-hmm. Hopefully when they hear this, they will sponsor us. And Betty, what kind of news have you got for us?
Well, I got like a news where.
Mm-hmm. Let's us be the judge of that.
Okay, look, can I say the oomlik kry waar ek hierdie monster drink? Yeah.
At the moment. Rocky Horror Picture Show, die remake, fuck jou. Fox het nou een trailer release, met bietjie images van die production, dit geloof ek nou op een verhoog sit, allemaal aan die kant van die studio.
Bietjie midgets van die production?
Bietjie images.
Ek dacht, dit is een midget show.
Nee, images.
Okay.
Ja, en het lijkt nogals belovend. Laverne Cox is mos Frankenfurter.
Mos nie geweet nie.
Nee, jy het, want ek het het voorin gesê, maar jy fokin luister nie.
Fokin jammer.
Want doen moet papierwerk as ek skinner.
Can we get to the gossip, please?
I'm busy with the fucking gossip. Listen to the fucking gossip.
Stop with the foreplay and just get straight to the point.
Laat ek hom inset. Nou ja, ek het laat... Jylle is terrible! Ek het laas gesê ek het my bedenkinge oor Laverne Cox wat Frankenfurter gaan speel, want sy is transgender, sy lyk soos 'n vrou, en Frankenfurter is die hele ding is dis 'n man in make-up en 'n rok. So die images sy lyk bietjie nog steeds vrouerig, maar hulle het al make-up overdone, soos lyk meer drag as as transgender. So
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Dit kan dalk werk, dit lyk baie modern gedoen, maar die voice en die sang en alles is daar. So maar ek dink ja, dit klink belovend.
Maar ek hoor oor die hele wêreld die moffies wat vra wanneer
Halloween.
Is kom dit dan uit?
Dit kom Halloween uit.
Ooh, nog net 'n paar maande.
En nog iets wat die moffies gaan gelukkig maak. Ja, Eddie word gespeel deur niemand anders nie.
Wie?
As Adam Lambert.
Ek sal hom op.
Jy lieg.
Ek sweer Duncan. Wie is Adam Lambert?
Ja, allemaal.
Wat is die song wat Eddie sing? Rock and roll something.
Oof, mud on your face, it? You big disgrace.
Fuck on my face.
No.
Ja, so ek is baie excited daarover.
Okay, nog nies?
Nog nies. Fuck, move on swiftly.
Adam Lambert is from the popular band, isn't he?
No.
Yes, Duncan, let's move on. No.
Idols?
He was the runner-up for Idols...
Was he a local artist?
510.
No, he's fucking one of the best talents the generation has
exactly.
seen.
Exactly. And he's gothic.
He's fantastic. But okay, let's go on. I'm looking for that Eddie song now.
Okay.
While you are looking for something. Part one.
Okay, can we get to the news, please?
Canadian?
Yeah, can we now at least start... Slik
jy koffie, gaan sit in die hoek onmiddellik. En vee af jou blink voorkop.
Praat man.
Okay.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau het nou besluit hy gaan equality meer inbring in die land in. Hmm. So op die oomblik is die legal age om seks te hê. Straight mense is 18. Ja. Nee, ek lieg 16.
Yes.
Maar vir gay mense is dit 18.
Why?
Fok weet. Maar
we are ready when we act.
Maar nou kan jy
speak for yourself, Gaspar.
Hy gaan die wet nou verander na 16 toe.
Bless his big.
Die hoërskoolkinders in 6 op kan hulle gou op 16 gou pauze wat kom toe hardloop en hom gaan insit.
Oh my god.
Betty, let me get this right. So what you just said right now is that in Canada legal when you're 16 and you're a man and you're about to have sex with a woman, you need to be 16.
No.
That's the song.
Yeah.
But Adam van sung. Okay, sorry. What did you say?
So gay people in Canada can only have sex when they're 18.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Not can. It is legal.
Okay.
The law doesn't stipulate gay people. Anal sex is only legal outside of marriage when you're 18.
Oh, really? Sodomization.
But they're going to change it to 16.
Bless them all.
Yeah.
I'm confused. What's the situation in South Africa? Do we know? 18, probably.
I think it's 18. Mm. Yeah.
And why do you even have to age restrict that?
I don't know. What's outside next? Of marriage. So if you're 16 and you're married, you can...
So you can come in the front door, but when you're 18, and then you need to go for the back
door. Achter deur is gesluit.
Okay, let me just play this a bit.
Woo!
Okay. Klink vir my na fucking hoërskool rock and roll liedjie. Okay, but that is what Adam will sing.
Well, daar gaan 'n hoërskool rock and roll liedjie in Canada wees binnekort.
Oh, for sure.
En dan...
Nog nies?
Daar's nog nies, ja. A Dutch broadcasting channel, daar's twee van hulle presenters, wat a very gay shoot gedoen het vir Le Homo magazine.
Le Homo.
Le Homo. That is washing powder for gays. You know, when my washing is dirty, I wash it in Le Homo for cold water.
Oh, fuck, man.
Ja, hulle het 'n hele shoot gedoen vir die magazine, but
they straight, hey?
Hulle is video gekyk. Daai een ou.
Where can we see this video?
For all over the internet.
Well, how should we search for it?
Straight TV presenters kiss.
Dutch.
Yeah, Dutch.
You know, I know the one guy I worked with. I was on his show when they were in Cape Town, and I presented a little section on that. It's a Dutch show.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And that guy, what's his name? Jan
Versteeg.
Versteeg.
Yeah, Versteeg. It's Versteeg daar in die shoot work.
Yeah. So there's two straight guys sexually, what?
Yeah,
each other.
Hulle die shoot gedoen to open up the conversation about homosexuality.
And homophobia.
Yeah.
Wat ek nie lekker... people like Duncan who are homophobic in essence.
I'm not.
So we have Duncan maybe do a love scene with... Who's on from 3 to 4 or from 2 to 4, yeah?
Kelman.
No, man.
No, O'Neill.
O'Neill. You and O'Neill. You see?
Yeah, ek weet nie. Ek is nie seker hoe ek voel om oor daaroor nie. Wat wys jy vir my? Nee, dis porn daai, Gavin.
Jesus, Gavin.
What's a
Sis, website? Gavin.
Sis.
He was telling a story in the Skirin Skinner for years now, and I googled the bloody kiss, and it's not there.
But
for years.
Yeah, but this too.
It's in his kiss.
It's in his kiss.
That's where it is.
Yeah, that's my tongue. It's on my kiss.
Hierdie monster energy drink werk.
But Betty, don't you have crushing,
yeah,
fucking zone, crushing bone molding news?
Who just came out? Who's an influential person who just came out?
Who slept with who?
Yeah, Jack, okay.
No, just like, and it can even be, you know.
I could meet with Taylor Swift.
Say okay.
Well,
what?
I say nia. I say ja.
Okay, why do you say yes?
Oh my God.
So, alles het uit mekaar het geblaas. A fan het 'n foto gepost waar sy en haar best friend in hakkies, Carly Kloss, sy's 'n Victoria's Secret model, waar hulle mekaar soen, maar soos nie. Hallo, gaan dit soen nie? Soos in soen by 'n rock concert. En sy het dit getweet en die hele social media het ontplof oor die storie.
Wie het getweet?
Net 'n fan.
O, okay.
Maar toe kom dit uit dat daar's 'n ou wat vir die afgelope 4 jaar haar hele secret relationship volg en daar is foto proof en video proof en alles. En dit is insane. Daar's 'n videoklip waar sy by 'n basketball matches somebody girl waar hulle soos in mekaar, wel nie mekaar nie, Taylor skuur so met haar skouer teen die vrou en die vrou gaan weg en jy kan daar subtitles, maar jy kan haar lippe lees wat sy sê calm down.
Oh my goodness.
Dis sikker goedjies vir, obviously wil hulle dit nie public maak nie, maar ding, ja, nee, die kykies proor.
Oh my goodness.
But so what about all these boyfriends?
I think there's beards. Definitely.
Beards.
Well, say's a beard.
What is a beard?
Say's nie, yeah. A beard is a girl, well, a gay man, wat nie wil erken as gay nie, het a girlfriend and it's a beard.
And is die girlfriend a lid?
Maar, nee, nie altyd nie. So ek dink sy gebruik die ouens as
beards.
A beard.
But why would she? Because like coming out is a thing these days. You've got nothing to be ashamed of being gay.
Yeah, not
but you're not out, Duncan, so what are you talking about?
A lot of people are trying to get me in, but I ain't about that, man.
Shame, that's shocking.
Yeah, I mean, there's a list, and ook die boyfriends wat sy gehad het is bietjie questionable. Mm. I mean, there's al die sinkies wat nie raar, there's nie control freak mans nie.
Exactly.
Dit is, lots of boyfriends.
There's al die sinkies wat half sy beheer oor het. I mean, dit is... was it Harry Styles van, One Direction? Dit is die ookie van Twilight.
Zac Efron?
Nee.
Die ander een met die plat neus.
Die wolf.
Ja, hy.
En is alles sinkies. Dis nie so side control oor hulle.
Exactly.
So dis meer buddies wat sy gebruik
vir publicity. But now she's got a new, she went from Calvin Harris, isn't it?
Ja.
To this guy from The Night Manager. That was a nice series on BBC. So she's flip flop tussen months.
Yeah, there's elke jaar is daar iemand anders.
So maybe she's a lesbian.
I think definitely.
Look, one of these guys could have came out and said, look, this girl
could have came out.
Well, no, one of the guys
come out.
Would have just
what could have came out. So I know every second sentence I do is wrong grammatically. I know, Duncan, but I'm trying to say face. And with that, I want to. But that's your hand, eh? Apologize to everyone for that.
Monster.
Take it as part of my personality. I'm so sorry. Where were I? Oh, God. Monster. Yeah, go on.
I was just saying that one of these guys that were fronting to be the boyfriend after a breakup could have easily came out and said, she's really a lesbian. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is all the guys that she's been involved with is...
Sienkis.
Yeah, they're not like powerful men. So I think she was controlling them and in and such a way that they won't... Come
they
out and
get
say
publicity.
Something.
They get publicity in return.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because if she goes to the shopping center, there's pictures. So they get good publicity and a song maybe about them. But Taylor writes songs about them.
Cool. After the skit and skin, I've got an interesting fact about you, about that drink you're having, Monster.
Oh, do you want him to finish?
Yeah, as soon as he's done, of course.
No, I'm done. Go.
No, go for it. Finish off.
No, but you know what happened? Our
extra special
guest has arrived.
Whoop whoop!
I am so glad he was caught in traffic, but then traffic—he broke through traffic, and now he's here. And it is not only a guest; he is now a FOTS friend of the show, multi-talented. Oh my goodness gracious me! And he's got a show this weekend. I want to talk to him about it. My door is always open for this man. His name is Tatsun Kondo, and he's here live at the Casper Radio Show.
Thank you, guys. Thank
Hello, Tats.
People never believe you when you say traffic in Joburg, eh?
But they
there's
must
always
see it.
A measure of
Yeah. I said no. Yeah.
Really?
It's like stomach bug. I've got a stomach
yes,
bug. Can't
at
come.
Work.
Yeah.
There was traffic. Guys.
Where was this traffic?
No, I believe you, absolutely.
On it's the highway that passes William Nicol and
Western Bypass.
Yes. Yeah. I'm very bad with street names and things.
Like Frank Sinatra sang, "It's on the highway."
Oh no, that's not how that goes.
Well then I must have misheard.
Oh, sir, I thought you were singing My Way.
No, Highway. And then there was another song. Then there was another song by the Bee Gees. Broken Heart. And I always misheard that because he says, "Please, man." And then I thought he said, "Me, ma'am."
Me, ma'am.
But he says, "Please help." I thought he said, "Please help me, ma'am, my broken heart." But he sings, "Please help me mend my broken heart." But I thought he was singing to someone older in his room. Please help me, ma'am.
Miss her.
My broken heart.
I've got one like that, but it's a hip-hop reference with Tupac, who was very hardcore gangster rapper, but he wrote a very beautiful song to his mom. And the line was, "And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand.
You are appreciated."
And it was so big back then that I thought he was talking about Bob Mabena. I thought he was saying, "And there's no way I can pay you back, Bob Mabena will show you that I understand." And I was like, wow, Bob Mabena is famous.
That's hilarious.
"But my plan is to show you."
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Not Bob
Mabena.
Are you recording your show yet?
I'm recording it tomorrow.
Where?
I'm at Melrose Arch at the new Goliath Comedy Club. Very sexy venue. Very, very sexy venue.
Will you be the first guy to record there?
I will be, yes.
I haven't been there yet. I want to go. I told them the other day.
I don't have someone to perform with me. Like an open support act.
Dude, look no further than...
I am looking right... What are you doing tonight,
Casper? I've got a stomach bug.
And the traffic will be hectic on the way from your house to that venue.
Can't you just bless my audience? Just one of those. We had no idea this could ever have happened.
We can talk about it. Let me see how far I get with this monster drink.
Lovely.
What's the show called?
The show called Tats and Gonzo is Privileged.
Oh yes.
And it's basically about my I was in, can I tell you a quick story?
Okay, but make it very quick, eh?
Very quick. I was in Edinburgh in 2015. And the people who took me to Edinburgh to perform there for the month were the same people who took Trevor to perform there for his first time before he became Trevor.
And, Trevor Gumby.
No, Noah. Trevor Noah. So now, I had a very good time. I had the best venues. This is the biggest arts festival in the world. I had the best venues. I was on BBC. I had interviews left, right, and center because these guys are so connected.
Yeah.
And then I ended up on Al Jazeera English with like a Danish comedian who plays the bagpipes. And they were asking him how his experience was. It was his fifth time there, and he was having a horrible time. He stayed with like other comedians from other countries. I had a flat on my own. He couldn't practice because he had a bagpipe, so he wasn't able to perfect his show anywhere.
And you were in the presidential king suite.
Exactly. And the whole time this guy's talking about his experience, I'm sitting there going, please don't ask me about how I'm doing.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I realized it was my glimpse into what white privilege tastes like. And I get it's amazing.
It is, eh?
And I get why you don't want to talk about it.
Your farts are even different.
You don't fart.
Mm. No, it's perfume.
It's perfume. And that's where the show basically started to come from, when I was like, I've also got moments or pockets. Because white privilege is something that's always spoken about.
Yeah, but never, it's now a hot topic.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic topic.
But never the other people who have other things. And that's where I like to make fun and... I'm playing in that arena this evening.
That's fantastic. I wish I could be there, man.
I wish you could be there as well.
Because the little bit I've seen of you is incredible. That thing you do about the diseases.
The disease, of course.
Yes, that is top-notch.
That joke got me fired from 5FM.
That's top-notch comedy, that. That is up there. That's what my...
Thank you.
My favorite kind of... It's so clever. Do you do it in this show?
I will, yeah.
Please.
What
must
is the
be,
joke?
He's got this... Will you sum it up a little bit for us? It's so fucking funny.
It's about... It was when Ebola came out. I don't know why I say came out. Ebola is not Ricky Martin.
No.
When Ebola first made the news, it was such a big thing. And then people were labeling it like an African disease.
But it was.
And so... But the thing is... When I was in Edinburgh, I was telling him, I'm from South Africa. In South Africa, we didn't have Ebola.
Mm.
America got Ebola before us.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it never changed. So the whole thing is about how Ebola, if there was such a thing as the Disease Awards, would have won Disease of the Year at the Disease Awards.
See, I'm already laughing.
And then I go and I play out the Disease Awards.
Ach, do a little bit. Ach, do please, man.
On radio, I don't know if it'll translate. So it goes like, can you imagine if there was the Disease Awards? You know, the music.
What must we do for you? Play music.
You guys will be the diseases.
Okay.
I'll be TB.
So I get the... Can you imagine if there was the Disease Awards and the music starts? Yeah. Welcome to the 62nd Annual Disease Awards, QTB. Thank you, TB. To the 62nd Annual Disease Awards, hosted by our very own Trevor, no medical aid. And then the host comes on. Welcome, everybody, to the 62nd Annual Disease Awards. Our first guest for this evening, the very talented Disease. He's been killing audiences all over the world with his hit single, Good Killer. It's our musical guest, Usher Rabies.
Okay.
And then it carries on. Usher does his performance. I done killed a lot of girls, I done killed a lot of boys, and you know this much is true. I don't give a rat's ass if you're human, cause you know that I'm killing dogs too. Can't nobody kill him like me. Can't nobody kill him like me. Bite, bite, bite. Okay, no, but... And then it carries on, and then the whole thing, until at the end, Ebola comes up for his acceptance speech, and the event is over.
But give Ebola's speech a little bit of it.
Ebola, no, the thing is, I need to go through the joke to get the speech to make sense.
I'm sorry, I'm like one of those, I'm like your parent. Like,
yes.
So, do this?
Do you think like you
do that? Oh, but it's very funny. It's so brilliant. Innovative.
Thank you. Coming from you, you're a very humble gentleman, so you don't realize or you don't...
I say it like it is.
Do you know how huge this man is in comedy?
To the youth coming into comedy or to just the elders?
To comedy.
what are you saying, Duncan?
No, I'm just trying to find out that who knows Casper exactly. Not everyone in the industry, though.
No.
The golden oldies, too.
Wait. Can I tell you something? I was at the spa the other day and a guy came up to me and he says, "You look a bit like Casper de Vries."
You know what I
mean? And I said, "Yeah, no, people tell me." And I...
You lie.
Yeah.
What kind? Who
Why
was
didn't
this?
You own it? Why didn't you say yes?
No, it's like your has been if they say you look a bit like Casper de Vries.
I see.
You see. Who so was I went. This? It was some guy.
Like describe him. Like
so
was
you
he
were
a big
offended.
He was like a blowball kind of a guy.
Yeah, those guys.
I wasn't told that I look like Gavin Prince.
Yeah.
Right. But I was told that I look like the Mofiki on Cape Next.
Oh. How did that make you feel, though?
Like the Mofiki on cake meat.
Oh my goodness. Before I forget, I must quickly go feedback here from last week. It's very funny. So we had Yvonne here and we did sex sounds. We were talking about this orgasm library in the iCloud and you can go listen to orgasms.
Oh, wow.
And so we were talking and then we were having fun and we did our own.
Is there such a thing, first of all?
Yeah. We talked about it. We went That's to it. Sexy. We played it, some sounds from it. And then we made our own sex sounds. Now, a guy wrote in and he said, "You know what? I was listening to your show on earphones at work. Hy mag nie werk dik nie, maar hy sit sy oorfoon op dan sit hy by die computer. God, toe kom daar 'n ou tannie en sy stamp sy fucking oorfone af. And then it went loud. They heard this. This is from our show. This is what they heard. Ag, ekskuus tog, jong man, ek That's us.
Like you guys in the studio.
That's what we did.
That sounds very sexy.
I'm trying to hear my voice.
Is that a balloon?
This sounds like it's more than what two people.
No, Salisha.
Mark me, Mark no klar.
So that happened, and he had to please explain. He had to say it's a joke. Poor guy, eh? Willem. I think it's Willem. You wrote
Willem.
To me. No, you wrote to me.
Said, sorry, Willem.
It's not what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's not at all. No, it's a joke. Really? Yeah, it's not sex at all. It's Casper.
What kind of a job does he do?
He sits in an office.
Okay, one of those jobs.
But yeah.
Yeah, there's no detail. But the show comes with risks.
There was a lady here last time. Did you fire someone? What's happening?
No.
Yes, sir.
But we're not fired.
You
him.
Did fire someone.
No. Todd, was it Alicia? Or was it Shemaine?
She had a show that...
Describe
white
her.
Girl or black girl?
She had a spiritual show that she was about to kick
off. Oh, Shemaine. No, she's not fired.
Okay, so...
She's got a show on dead people. Does anyone know
about
Shemaine?
Yeah, something like that. Ancestors.
Do you know that Alicia's not with us anymore?
You never
I never fired her. She is going to resign because she's going to go for a new job.
I feel like I've just opened up.
You did. You opened up a wound now.
I did.
So we could get Alicia in and we'll do a farewell show for her and everything.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that why she wanted to talk to you yesterday on the
Yes. So she couldn't come in because she's going to resign today. Well, maybe I'm fucking it all up now and she didn't resign and now they're going to fire her because you know, talk too soon. But that is what. But no, Shemaine, next time you're here.
She was fantastic. I liked her.
Yeah, Shemaine is lovely.
And she had a nice.
Yeah. Well, if you speak to dead people, you're a bit insane. But still. We still love her.
Can I just tell you what they were talking about on the last show, Shemaine, this week with her friend? They were talking about angels, people being touched by angels.
Yeah. Touched by angels.
Being touched by an angel. And their guest was a lady who's able to talk to angels and turn people into angels. The show is called Beyond Eyes and Ears. It's very...
Turn people into angels.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Casper doesn't approve.
No, I do. I like. I find it fascinating. It's wonderful material to joke with, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Tart, where do you stand with the world? What do you think is going to happen
so
to
detached.
Us?
I'm so detached.
But what's going to happen? Because it's not a happy place, hey?
I'm so... You know what? I honestly feel... I can feel it that I'm I'm starting not to care. I'll tell you what happened to me. This is when I realized, you know, when you eat at a restaurant by the pavement where people are walking past you, there was a guy.
What?
I was like, you know, when you, these restaurants where you can eat by the pavement and people are literally walking past you as you eat outside the restaurant.
There's tables outside.
Yes.
Okay.
So there was, I was eating food.
Of course, Fatty would know.
And oh, wow. Jeepers. So says the man with a six pack.
Wow.
Thank you.
So this homeless guy walks past me as I'm eating food outside of this place that sells food. He stops right next to me and asks me for food outside of a place that sells food while I'm eating food. And I say to him, I have no food. That's when I realized something is broken in me. So now I, and people are judge, don't judge me.
I don't have food, you said to
him. I said to you, I don't have any food.
But there you sit.
There I'm sitting. And that's when I was like, I actually.
It's like when we said we don't have money, and we have.
Thank you.
No, but I've had,
thank you. Because when I tell that story, people go, I'm horrible. But I go, but
no, we sit in the car. Have you got. No, we got no money. You say, from a sparkling BMW, I've got no money.
No, I've come out of a drive through yeah. with a burger in my hand
of
at
course,
the robot.
Of course you did.
And then, fuck you, Duncan. And then the guy will, like, just mimic the sign of I'm hungry. And I'll, like, I don't have. And then take a bite of my burger.
Yeah.
And then you realize, like,
and then when you get home, you're going to take a bite of the other two burgers.
Oh,
that's in the yeah, that's right there. Yeah.
Don't you just love me? Fuck.
You said something about in the air?
In the air. I love how you slipped that in, even though I never.
You said there was something in the air in the world because you detached yourself. You did? Why would I go to this song?
Because I think you really might like it.
What's the song called?
This is
I Can Feel It.
Yeah, coming.
This is the world. We can feel there's discomfort, there's unhappiness. People are not communicating. What shall we do, people, with ourselves? What shall we detach, like Tuts?
Or detaching.
Or shall we? I mean, like Britain. There they go. They want to detach.
Phil Collins, man, I tell you.
It's shit coming in the air. But we're not playing that. I'm sorry. We do have a section, though, that we must go to now.
A section.
A section, and it is called what? What's the section where we go to the...
Stoof Poppies.
Stoof Poppies.
Stoof Poppies. Stoof Poppies. Stoof Poppies. Stoof Poppies.
Stoof Poppies.
Sorry.
Oh, we must do an ad, Tots. Let's do it. On a fucking Sandwich Baron.
Sandwich Baron.
Oh.
Where is that brought to you by Sandwich Baron? It's not even here. Brought to you by Sandwich Baron. Hi.
Hi.
Look. Look
where? Up.
Look there. There's a guy eating on the pavement.
Ooh.
At Sandwich Baron.
I'm so hungry. I've been homeless for 3 weeks. Maybe he'll give us a bite if we go over there.
Maybe you will. Shall we go?
Yes.
Sorry, sir.
Yes.
May we have a bite of your ham?
No. What ham?
That one in your trousers.
Sandwich Baron, where you can hook up.
I like it. I like it. And remember, if you're cold and homeless.
Yeah, I mean, if you're cold and homeless, I mean, go to Sandwich Baron and eat on the pavement. And when someone come up to you and ask for something to eat, just, I mean, if you buy, oh no, take a blanket.
You take a blanket.
To Sandwich Baron.
This is true.
I mean,
you hide the sandwiches you've just bought under the blanket.
No. You hand in the blanket at Sandwich Baron and they give you a free sandwich.
Oh.
Which you can give to the homeless person, and then they will give the blanket to the homeless person.
They will. They give you
food.
Oh, this
they give you a mushroom burger. Yeah.
Sorry, repeat that again.
The whole chicken winter. Mushroom. What did Sally say the other day? Chicken mushroom.
Yeah, chicken mushroom. Yeah.
If I take a blanket,
you guys, any blanket, it could have been. It could be a cum stained.
Yeah, I've got blankets that I've.
You bring
on,
it to them, and they give you a mushroom
chicken mushroom
with mayonnaise
for free. Mahal. Just take your blankies.
How many slices?
I know you. You're gonna cut all your blankets in half.
You're gonna cut me. You get me.
Whatever. You saw noch a blanket. Here, meneer, is jy alweer hierso.
I'm gonna start stealing people's blankets off their walls when they're hanging there.
So there was a guy. I sang one of his songs the other day in the show. No one recognized it, and I thought, my goodness, really. So he's our stuff puppy for today. He's a '60s guy, end of the '60s, '70s. Sorry, it's the monster.
Yes. I can taste it.
Yikes.
Let me just wipe off this.
Lekker ham geëet daar by Sandwich Baron, né?
Anyway, listen. This guy was singing.
I'm still stuck on the burp.
I'm sorry, I didn't know it's going to come out like that.
Is that white privilege?
Oh my God, at least I didn't fart. No one knew this song, but he was like a singer-songwriter. There was a time, there's always a time when there's a singer-songwriter, ugly guy, nice songs, and then you accept him. And these were one of his songs. See if you know it.
Take off your clothes, let me see what it is that you're hiding.
No? No one. No one else.
And don't look so shocked, you have nothing to fear from my eyes.
This is a huge hit, people.
Okay, next song.
Is a priest, you know.
Listen to this one.
And I am not a beast, you know.
I just want to look.
Again.
Take off the clothes and stand naked as nature intended.
Woo!
Hey!
Boing.
And I'll take off mine just to show you that I'm in good faith.
Shloop!
My daddy. Is a priest, you know.
I am
not a beast, you know.
I just
want to look. Yes, I
touch nothing.
What letter does his name start with?
What the fuck, ignoring?
A
speaker, meneer.
Bad. Well, that was his song that no one knows. Maybe you know this one. It's more pretentious, but it's also a very well-known song because he says a lot of French words. Listen. Still nothing, though.
I know this one.
Touch up, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
You talk like Marlene Dietrich.
First name drop.
And you dance like Zizi Jean.
Peter.
Pretentious French.
Your clothes are all made by Balmain. And there's diamonds and pearls in your hair.
I can't pronounce her name.
Yes, there are.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
You live in a fancy apartment. Off the boulevard, Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records.
And a friend
of Sacha Distel.
Chacaton, rapaton, chaconon.
Siureta op die WeChat sê, is Pieter Sarsteet?
Sy is reg, Sarsteet.
En George Binnekant sê, is Pieter something, I forgot.
Binnekant.
Yeah, it's Pieter Sarsteet.
It's Binnekant.
I want to look inside your head, yes I do.
But that's a bit scaly, hey? I want to look inside your head. It's like Hannibal.
Absolutely.
You know? Absolutely. If Hannibal comes, he says, I want to look inside your head. Have you got a soul? Yeah. And I want to see with my soul.
It goes on and on. Yes I do.
It's enough of this. And it is brought to us by who?
Sandwich Baron.
What do we got to bring to them?
Blankets.
That is right. Here's a bit you will enjoy. This is a send up, Tuts, of, you know, sometimes you get this fucking corny, cheesy medleys on television. And the way they link the medleys is so pathetic.
Right.
And now these two people, Tina Fey and Maya Rudolph, they got a new show. Maya Rudolph got a new show on NBC, and they did a send up of that kind of a medley. And I'm gonna play it. I found it. It's a couple of seconds, but it's very funny, and it will be in our out there section for today. Because remember, in out there, we always play strange music. So this is like
the gospel send show. Up.
Out there. But listen to this. You like this. I think you'll find it funny. I'm going to keep your mic open. So even if you don't think it's funny, just laugh.
Okay.
It's like a drinking game. Yeah. There are also these awesome medleys that they would do. They would always do these cool medleys of all your favorite songs from the radio. Yes. And you would never know when they were going to change songs or what song was next. And it was like kind of thrilling, but almost scary.
Like a thrill
how fast
vibe.
They change songs.
Yeah.
You want to try it with me?
Sure.
Let's do it. All stay right. with me.
All right.
Here we go. I met him on a Monday and my heart stood still. To do run, 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 to do run, run. Somebody told me that his name was Bill. I love you so, I always will. You still love me. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're still the one who can scratch my itch. Still the one that I wouldn't switch. We're still having fun. The one. Every little step she takes. One thrilling combination and a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, that's funny.
That's smart.
Smart, eh?
Very smart.
Where did you start with your music? Did you teach yourself?
Music definitely came first, but I'm very old school. I fell in love with like the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star was a big one when I...
Jesus
was,
Christ.
Baba Black Sheep was huge. And that's when I was like, this music thing is amazing.
And, so if lyrics and music would be fucking, music would come first.
Say again?
If music and lyrics would be fucking, you said music came first.
Music and comedy, you mean?
No, you said music came... I think you don't know what you said. I think we're going to rewind this
podcast. You know someone is confused when they start with...
No. Because you say things and then you say no. You negate. You said it. You're like a politician.
I could have sworn I said music came first.
Yes.
Before comedy.
Yes, you did.
That's... Okay, if comedy was fucking with music...
Music would definitely come
first. Okay, sorry, I fucked up the joke then.
Yeah.
But, okay. Gasper,
but he who laughs last comes first. So, Tuts, so how many songs have you written?
Ooh, I've written many.
Are they all satirical, or do you also like...
No. Do you know what?
No?
I don't write as much satirical stuff since I left Late Night News with Lois Ogola. Because
I didn't see that. I'm sorry.
It's very good.
You see, you've got the whole history behind you that I don't know.
I know.
So my total in awness is like fresh. I didn't know where you, I know you presented all kinds of programs and you're big, but I just...
No, I love it. I love that.
So you were on that late night show.
I was.
And did you sing satirical songs?
I sang the new... Yeah. I enjoyed that. That was a very cool challenge.
Can you sing me one of those songs you sang, or is that am I a parent again? We can all join in if you want to.
I'm just trying to think.
Just hang on.
Shit, man. Think about the next person who's going to use the bloody microphone. You know how many times I've stopped Jonty from jizzing on the mic, but you go ahead and just burp on it.
Give me that thing, that spray. Let me just spray it.
Whose show is on next?
It's poor Jason Lundberg.
Casper's
burping on all the mics.
I'm sorry, I'm high on the monster. I'm high on this monster drink.
Why are you tired? What's the?
I was tired, yeah. And
were you out last night?
No, I couldn't sleep. I was tossing. And then I asked for Gavin, but please bring some energy. And now it's affecting me. Anyway, let's sing.
Okay, so I would sing something like, what's happening now? What is...
What do you mean?
You mentioned
Brexit. Morgan Tsvangirai.
Brexit.
The Euro. The Euro Cup.
Okay, so Brexit, I would be on Late Night News, and then I would sing, let's say, about Brexit, and I'd do something like... So this would be David Cameron, for example.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
pause. Pause. 3, 4.
Gom, gom,
gom, pause. Pause. Boop.
Guess it's true, I'm not good with this decision. But I still need love like an immigrant. These votes never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave European Union. Oh, won't you stay with me? You, 'cause you all I need.
Oh, it's so it'll be something like that.
Just one more song, please.
I love it.
Morgan Tsvangirai has just been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh my gosh.
And Robert Mugabe
admitted to take poisoning.
Have you got some monster in you? Because no, you're fucking huckling here.
Meneer, listen, Morgan Tsvangirai had kanker. And Robert Mugabe had come and say that he had them poisoned.
No, you're joking.
Except,
no, we can't sing songs about that.
Really?
No,
I thought Zimbabwe is always funny.
Not cancer.
Did he admit that?
No, you were just going to add that into your song.
Oh, wow. This misdirection here.
I wish that story was true.
It is. Well,
then my mother was crowned misdirection in 1955. I promise you.
Are you serious?
No, I'm talking cut. It's the monster speaking.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the show is called...
I love you, Casper.
I love you, too. Your show is called
Casper or Casper?
As you wish.
Casper.
Is it Casper?
No, not Casper. It sounds like puss, man.
Casper.
Yeah.
Casper.
It's all called Privileged. Can people still book or is it like...
Yes, you can book tickets at ticketpros.co.za.
Are you going to tour with us more or is it now just the registration of this on DVD?
I did Centurion, Pretoria, doing Joburg.
To play yourself in for the DVD.
And then East London, yes.
Have you got new material already?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good.
It's a great show. I enjoy this show. This is my best show so far. So I look forward to actually doing it.
Yeah. And what do you say now, but in 5 years' time, you're going to have a show, you say, this is my best show.
I hope so.
That's what it should be.
That's how growth happens. Mm.
Do you watch the Euro 2016?
I haven't.
Why?
Did Portugal win?
Score
On penalties.
5-3.
Did Cristiano score the last one?
He scored the first one.
Who do you love more, Messi or Cristiano? Let's go around. Messi.
Cristiano.
Messi.
Why Cristiano?
Cristiano doesn't have any tattoos.
Why are you not asking us? Because we are gay.
No. So Cristiano or Ronaldo?
Cristiano for the abs.
For the.
You mean that's totally wrong.
Jonty, Cristiano or Ronaldo?
He's not Jonty. He's.
He doesn't even know what you're talking about.
Ask him about Tinkerbell or some shit. So gay.
Okay, so I'm in a conflicted situation because tomorrow it's Wales. It's tonight, Wales against Belgium. Mm. Who the fuck? I love them both.
Belgium's and then the best.
It's Sunday, it's Iceland against France, and I love Iceland.
Are you a soccer man?
No, Euro.
Euro man.
Mm. Okay. Good soccer, World Cup and Euro. But so I think we must play out with Iceland's anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got a thought of the week, maybe, Duncan? No.
I bet he has many.
Here is the thought of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the microphone Duncan Mambazo with the thought of the week. Over to you, Duncan.
And today's thought of the week is that...
yes.
Really, just go out there and have fun, really.
That's not you. Exactly, yes. That's a well-thought-out thought of the week.
Can we change and ask somebody else, please?
Let me ask you for a thought of the week, Tuts.
Am I not going to get an intro like he did?
No.
The thought of the week.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the microphone Tats and Konzo with the thought of the week.
If you ever find yourself jealous, envious about other people's success, remember, you don't deserve it.
Thank you. This is Iceland's anthem. Goodbye from Gavin, woo-hoo! Betty, Duncan, and our special guest, Tuts. Stand at attention.
This is CliffCentral.com.